As I say, you're listening to On the Island, 90.5 FM in Victoria, 95.5 FM in Port Hardy. Well, this month, Pippa Blake leaves Victoria to travel to Nepal. She's off to fulfill a lifelong dream, to climb Mount Everest. Nothing strange about that. Lots of people share that wish, except that Pippa has multiple sclerosis and uses a wheelchair to get around. So how is she going to get up to the base camp of the world's tallest mountain? Pippa Blake is here with me today to tell me, and with her is Karun Tanjavar, who's going along as one of her Sherpas. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Gregor.
And Pippa, I want to start with you and ask, why are you doing this?
As you said, it's a lifelong dream. And many years ago, my sons and I were coming back from New Zealand, and we'd had all the shots and everything. We were all set to go to base camp. And then I had to hurry back because I had a wonderful job waiting for me at the National Ski Academy in Ontario. So we dashed back. And then I said to the boy, it doesn't matter, we can do it another time. We'll do it another time. And I got back. Then I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Then I ended up in a wheelchair. And the dream sort of blurred a bit. It went on hold. It went on hold. The boys' lives got really busy and crazy and full and university and all those things. So I kind of forgot about it a bit, but the boys didn't. They're now old men. And in November this year, we're looking at 20 years later, my younger son said he'd been in touch with the Sherpas, and we were booked, and off we were going November 2007. So pretty exciting stuff.
It is exciting. And you're going with Karun. I want to ask you, Karun, why you're interested in doing this. And maybe you can also tell me how this is going to happen.
Yeah, sure. For me, too, there are several reasons, I think. You know, one is I find Pippa really inspiring, you know, to, despite her disability, to aspire for something like this. And for me to have this opportunity to be a part of it, that's really amazing. I like mountaineering, so just to be in the Everest would be really wonderful, and it's another dream. But more than that, there's a very deep personal connection, because my mother too had multiple sclerosis, and it's 10 years now since she passed away, and till the very end she never let the disease take anything away from the joy of life. And you know that, and I see the same thing in Pippa. So for me too, it's a great I think a privilege to be associated with Pippa and her family and every one of the MS FITS team.
You sound inspired.
For sure. You know, how can you not be? And it is an amazing journey.
Tell me about how that journey will work.
Can I mess around with the word inspire?
Yeah.
Because I bounce off other people. Because inspiring works both ways. And I've got this amazing, wonderful team who've all come out of goodness knows where to support, and it's just a loving, loving bunch. And we've had so many people who are so fascinated with what we're doing, which was originally it was a slightly sort of a selfish thing, you know, the boys and I going to base camp is one thing. But it's turned into something much bigger and much better, because I can see that other people really are so excited, and then that's really huge. And so in a way, it's what it is. It's if you have a dream, don't let it go. And it'll be dreams for different levels of different people, depending, you know, how you're affected. But if you've got the love and the support and the team, which now I have, it's incredible what you can achieve. It's really exciting.
So tell me about your team and how they're going to achieve that. How's this going to work?
Well, the other thing is, of course, going to Base Camp Everest, it's kind of daunting in a way. But we've been doing our homework. We've had to learn all sorts of things about altitude, which is the big unknown. We don't quite know how any of us will behave. And we've had to do lots of preparation. We've all become very fit, and me included. You know, we've had to ride an exercise bike and do all sorts of things to get ready. And I have Robin, who's our physiotherapist at the MS Society, who's brilliant, got me on a fitness program. Her boyfriend, who's coming with us, has done a website, brilliant. And probably Christina, who is my younger son's girlfriend, is the one that spearheaded the whole thing. and is really the driving force, because we can all sort of wander a little bit aimlessly, and she keeps us online and keeps us going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And so as a team, it's phenomenal and really so gets you everybody rising above barriers, which is what we're called. So,
Karun, you're part of this team. How big of a challenge is this going to be?
Yeah, so for the journey itself, we're using this device called the Trail Rider, which is a combination of a wheelbarrow and a rickshaw. So it's like a wheelbarrow with handles in front as well. And Pippa has a seat directly above the single wheel. And with that single wheel, it's very easy to maneuver on the narrow trails. So there's a person in front and a person at the back, so on level terrain. And when it gets more challenging, there'll be four people, six people. And sometimes we've had to literally carry Pippa over big rock steps. So that's how it works. So we'll be using the Trail Rider all the way. And because it'll be clear and cold in Nepal, Pippa will be in a sleeping bag to keep her warm, because mm-hmm. we'll be doing all the work, mm-hmm. and it is quite a lot of physical work as well. But I think working together, we've done several hikes, you know, around Victoria. We've done practice hikes. We've done a multi-day hike in the Garibaldi Park. So I think we're ready for the physical part of it. The altitude is a big unknown. We don't know how we're going to handle the altitude, Pippa included. We'll be at the base camp at just over 18,000 feet, and that is really high,
yeah,
much higher than I've ever been. So I've done quite a bit of mountaineering, but nothing at that level. So we'll just have to take it one day at a time. We've done our homework, and we are ready for Nepal. We're really looking forward to it indeed.
Well, I know just from having been at 16 or 17,000 feet myself, it's very difficult to breathe. So mm-hmm. I wish you well. You've obviously got to be in good shape. I mean, Karun, I saw you biking in today. It's probably a good thing that you're not driving in a car today anyway.
I won't dream of it.
So what else have you been doing, Pippa, to get ready for the trip?
Well, I had to, you know, I was a bit concerned because I was a bit chubby, and I thought, well, I better lose some weight so that I don't give those poor Sherpas a hernia or something.
And we hardly feel her on the Trail Rider these days. She's really not.
Yeah, you look lean. You look like you're in climbing shape.
I'm just worried that I might have peaked too early. No, I'm not. Because I've been ready for so long. I can't wait to go now. It's just going to be wonderful. And as I said, I'm surrounded by all this incredible energy. I mean, people, not just the team, but we've had other people who've helped with the modification of the Trail Rider, and we've had so many people who've become involved. And I tell you, it makes you well up inside with excitement and joy, you know, and you can literally, I think we can fly all the way there without the Trail Rider. It's just been quite a wonderful experience. Right. And I love that so many people are so excited, and I kept thinking, it's turned into, it's bubbled over into all sorts of wonderful things that are benefiting lots of other people, and particularly the Trail Ride, and then we'll go to one of my favorite places called Recreation Integration, which is an outfit that does all sorts of wonderful outdoor pursuits for people with disabilities. And for me, the outdoors is so important. You know, that wonderful sense of fresh air and all these wonderful things that keep you ticking over. And I was my biggest regret when I went into a wheelchair. I was like, I can't get to my favorite places. You know, I had played a lot of tennis and done lots of other things, but probably hiking up high was what I missed the most, the alpine and the flowers and the trees and everything. So going to be able to keep doing it.
You're still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Pippa, Karun, we've run out of time, and I apologize for that, but we're going to direct people to the website to see more pictures, get more information, and read up more on this. I really appreciate you both coming into the studio. Thank you so much.
We would like to acknowledge the support we've received from the community. You know, it's just been really wonderful. It's not just our journey. Yeah. It's the journey of the whole community, and we really thank them for it.
Well, and people can offer more support by going through the website www.riseabovebarriers.com. Pippa and Karun, thanks once again.
Thank you,
Gregor.
Pippa Blake and Karun Tanjavar are leaving for Nepal later this month, and we'll put a link to the website with the pictures and everything at our website, cbc.ca/ontheisland.